Always good for our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert, who thankfully has not decided to run for president. There are far too many candidates out there, Rick. And while you do stand out to me, I think you'd have a hard time getting some attention among that field.
I'm too smart to run for president, sorry, but if I did, the smartest decision I'd make is have you as my vice president.
I don't know, man. I think you'd drag you down. I think you'd have even a couple of substantially fewer votes with my name attached to that. But let's talk about a name that is really important in our lives, and that is the name Dad. We all love our dads, and Father's Day is fast approaching, and we're going to talk today about some things that we can get for Dad, one of my favorite segments with you each year, our Father's Day segment with some great tech to talk about today.
Yeah, not just a tie. So if you're looking for something a little more high-tech than a tie for Dad, we got some picks for you.
Absolutely. And I know you had the chance to chat with Justin Thomas on the PGA Tour not too long ago, ranked number 6 in the world. What is he rocking clothing-wise that might be of interest to Dad this year?
Well, that's always the question he gets because he's one of the brand ambassadors. They're the main one for Ralph Lauren, and he's known for the bold colors and kind of the fashion that he brings to the course. He's got a new collection, a new collaboration out, great for the active set on and off the course. Modern tailored looks and fun polo shirts, like I said, those bold colors. And kind of the trend now, Sully, isn't the baggy pants or the pants with the tapered leg, the elastic in the back for extra stretch. So like I said, great on and off the course. And, of course, with Ralph Lauren, the stuff looks great.
Indeed. And let's talk about something that you love, and I know I love it too, the art of the Bluetooth speaker. And this one is a little different, the new one, the UE Boom 3, available at T-Mobile, but you can customize this in what way, Rick?
Yeah, I recommend you go online. So Ultimate Ears has a website set up, studio.ultimateears.com, an online studio where you can customize your own Bluetooth speaker. So get the look you want for yourself or for Dad. 8 different colors, different fabric looks available. You can customize the cap, the spine, and, of course, it's Ultimate Ears. You know it's a quality speaker. And this is really my choice when it comes to kind of setting up some cool speakers around the house to use for various things. So if Dad needs a Bluetooth speaker, get creative. And the Ultimate Ears Boom 3 is a great choice.
I don't want to use the word snob, Rick, but let's just say that you are an aficionado when it comes to sound. So a recommendation in this category is definitely well received. So I enjoy listening to you talk about your passion for these speakers because they are pretty fascinating and just so much different now technologically than when you and I were growing up. Now, the next thing we're going to talk about is a disposable grill. Rick, tell me how on earth this thing works.
Yeah, so here's your chance to get Dad a grill for Father's Day, just not the grill you're used to thinking about. So CasusGrill.com is a disposable grill made in Denmark. And this is a portable grill you can take anywhere and use it anywhere. So compostable, eco-friendly, and it works just like a regular grill, just with one use only. So made from cardboard, bamboo, and the coals are actually a lava stone that you light with a match, heats up to your desired temperature up to 600 degrees, and then that's you create the perfect temperature for cooking meats, fish, vegetables, whatever else you need to cook. It works for an hour, and then you can just leave it, throw it away. It disposes. Like I said, it's great for the environment. And if Dad's an outdoors person, fisher, hunter, camper, this is a great option.
I'm thinking of the tailgate tech segment that we do a couple of times a year, and that has a big application there as well. A lot of different uses for this, and the price point is just extraordinary, Rick, at just $15.
Yeah, $15, a great price. Don't be surprised if I mention this grill again come tailgating season.
Oh, we'll forgive you for that. No questions asked. This seems like a really cool thing. Next up, a wallet. Lots of wallets are purchased each year for dads around the country. What makes this one a little different?
Yeah, but not the traditional wallet. So Exter makes high-tech wallets. So Exter.com, they have a tracker that you can put, a tracking card you can put right in the wallet. So if it gets lost, you know where it is. A lot of these high-tech wallets, they look kind of weird, but this one is more of a traditional wallet. It's got the little cash area. It's got enough room for credit cards, pictures, whatever else you need to carry in there. So just a nice billfold, doesn't get too thick for Dad in the pocket or if he when he's carrying it or using it. And, again, it's fully trackable from Exter. So check their line out. They have some really cool wallets.
And Dad can, of course, keep all those credit cards in there that sons and daughters are often asking Dad to pull out to purchase and pay for different things. Because we all know that is a responsibility of being not just a dad, but a mom, too. And when you got kids, they're hitting you up.
Hey, Sully, you got $20 for gas?
I don't think that's even going to fill up a tank of anyone's car these days. Gas prices are on the rise. Next up, some golf grips. The new Sonar line from Lampkin. You are somewhat of an aficionado on these. How do these stack up to other ones?
Well, I'm a golfer, so I like to call myself a golfer. So you should really, the advice I get, you should really at least change your golf grips once or twice a year. So if Dad hasn't done that, Lampkin to the rescue, because they have a couple new types of grips out. Sonar Wrap, Sonar Tour grips. They're tacky, high traction. So you can really improve your golf game by a couple shots just by replacing your old grips and getting some new ones. And this is your chance to do that for Dad. Order the grips or go to your pro shop or your retail store. Ask for Lampkin. Have them put the new grips on Dad's club. Surprise him, and he'll love you for it.
All right, next up, we're going to talk about a product that has a funny name, but a really great and practical application, the Orange Mud and Skeeter Beater. What's this?
So two different products, Sully. The Orange Mud is if you go to the pool or you get wet and you sit down in your car, you ruin your car seat with your wet bathing suit or your sweaty shorts or whatever if you're coming off the tennis court or golf course. So the Orange Mud is a seat cover you can put on right over your seat, and it absorbs the water, won't ruin your seats in your car if you have cloth seats, or leather seats can get discolored as well. So Orange Mud transition wear, it's a nice towel, 30 by 60, and it clips nicely onto your seat, keeps your seats in good shape. And the other item, Sally, for the outdoors, the Skeeter Beater, is a kind of a, if you like keeping your windows open in your car, if they're parked, if you're camping and tailgating, you can put this right over your window. It's like a screen for maximum protection from bugs, and easily installs, and then comes in a nice drawstring bag, packs up to nothing, it's easily transportable. So you get to have that feeling that your windows are open and you're not getting all the mosquitoes and bugs in your vehicle.
Pretty cool. I'm looking at a picture of the Skeeter Beater there, and it looks like it's on an older vehicle, Rick. That isn't a vehicle that belongs to you, is it?
No, I did drive one of those once when I was working for a delivery company a long time ago, something similar to that. It's like a Ford, is that a Ford Aerostar van of some sort?
It looks like it.
A Windstar, Ford Windstar van, that's what it would be. And it's white, and it looks like it's out maybe at a tailgate or the beach or ready to make an Amazon Prime delivery.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of people out there doing that in the rain in Atlanta for sure this weekend. Rick, as we talk about Father's Day, we celebrate our dads, and of course we just had Mother's Day and celebrated our moms. Father's Day and its celebration in the United States, I just learned that it traces its roots back to a female social worker in the early 1900s who suggested in the city of Chicago that there be a day held honoring dads, and she was shot down for that. But several years later, we actually did have the institution of Father's Day around the country. But interesting to learn about its origin.
I'm glad we do have it, Sully. I know you're close with your dad, and those are the memories you're going to take with you your whole life, things you've done with your dad and your mom and the rest of your family. So important to think about your dad every day, but even honor him a little bit more on the day dedicated to him.
And indeed, there are a lot of people out there that would love the chance to spend Father's Day with their dad, but they can't for various reasons. So we're certainly thinking about those folks today. But always good to catch up with you, Rick, and always enjoy the Father's Day tech segment. Look forward to the conversation each and every week. Hope folks will check you out online. WirelessWednesday.live is where they can catch up with you. And then, of course, on Twitter, where there's just a river of presidential candidates and complaints about everything. And then there's Rick Roswell, the handle on Twitter, with all of his tech stuff. Definitely worth a follow there.
Thanks for your time this weekend, Saul, and happy Father's Day next weekend to all the dads, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Take care.